Mind Hacks for Peak Performance with Wayne Lee. Step into a world where your brain's unstoppable potential meets Wayne Lee's expert experience. Wayne mixes science with a sprinkle of magic to reveal how hypnosis, powerful visualizations, and the right words can break down those pesky mental barriers. From focus, flow to follow through, get ready for a journey filled with aha moments and strategies that feel like having coffee with a wise friend who just so happens to know a lot about how your brain works. Join our conversation and transform what I wish into I will. Welcome to the Wellness Driven Life Show, where you're about to go on a wellness driven ride. I'm excited to share a little bit about the guest that we have here today. Let me tell you a little about him. Wayne Lee, a celebrated peak performance expert and Hall of Fame speaker, leverages his eclectic background as a five-time Canadian amateur wrestling champion and former school teacher to inspire teams towards embracing change, risk-taking, and creativity in both professional and personal arenas. Drawn from over two decades of experience with a personal journey marked by overcoming adversity through visualization, Wayne combines humor, research, and interactive hypnosis to empower audiences worldwide to break free from self-limiting beliefs and achieve peak performance. I am so pleased to help welcome to our stage today, Wayne Lee. Welcome.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here, April. Thank you so very much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, it is certainly a pleasure and an honor to have you here today because you certainly bring so much of the magic that I love. And that's really creating different ideas about how we start to make things sticky in our minds and our brains, right? Through hypnosis or thought patterns and all of the things. So this is definitely up my alley. I'm excited. Let's start by sharing a little bit more outside of that biography about you so the audience can get to know you more.
For sure. So one of the most frequently asked questions I get when people find out that I'm a hypnotist, they're very curious, maybe even a little bit afraid. They're like, how did you get into it? How do you become a hypnotist? And for me, it was more by it choosing me and not me looking for it. Yet I had been in the sport of wrestling. I did visualization, guided imagery. I was always very fascinated with the power of the mind. And I also realized how powerful that was. And then it wasn't until I was becoming a school teacher that my life changed. I had been out at a nightclub watching a hypnosis show, and it was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen, and yet very unbelievable. Like, all these people are doing some really funny, fascinating things. And I was there with my girlfriend at the time. So we're watching this together and we're both in awe. And the turning point was that the hypnotist gave a suggestion that everybody on stage lost their belly buttons. So as you could imagine, they were looking for their belly buttons all over, hilarious. I'm laughing so hard, I'm crying. But I didn't hear anything from my girlfriend right beside me. So I look at her, and there she was looking for her belly button. So lo and behold, she got hypnotized right beside me. I knew this was not set up. This was not something where somebody paid somebody to act, because she came with me. I knew her. And so that was the door that opened. It was like the question that I had is like, I wonder what this is all about. Like, there was a part of me that it was so fascinating to see how somebody could give somebody suggestions and them follow along as if, you know, it was everything that hypnotist said was real. And so that was the door that opened, and that led me into, and it was back in the 90s, so there was no internet. So I went to a place called the library, read every book I could, watched all the videos. Before I knew it, I was meeting some great experts and some mentors. And then that hobby grew into a career. So I switched from teaching into full-time doing hypnosis shows, entertaining, empowering, and ultimately hoping people to be empowering themselves to make a difference or live a better life. So that was 30 years ago. So after, 7,000 performances for entertainment, as well as keynote presentations and coaching people, it's been a labor of love. And I've realized that hypnosis isn't what people think it is. A lot of people think that it's something very mystical and magical. And hypnosis is a natural state of mind where we accept suggestions and we act upon those suggestions as if they are real. Most of the hypnosis in our life has occurred since we have been a really young kid up until about 12. And the good news, though, is that some of those programs that we're running right now, those negative habitual thought patterns that aren't serving us, can be reprogrammed. And that's where unlimited possibilities and pure potential can be tapped into to play a bigger game, perform at a higher level, and ultimately live with more joy, freedom, and love.
Yeah. Well, I love so much out of your story, Wayne, but something that grabbed me initially was that it found you. It wasn't something you initially went after. And when you see something that is not only impacting you, but many people around you, that's where the power lies. And you, of course, you would want to learn more about, well, what sort of magic is this? And how do I use that in order to, be something, become something better in life? A lot of us that are on that, self journey of improvement, at the life learners, they want to seek out those things that are really going to bring them there, and especially in a quick way. And so I can agree and attest to that. When I first learned a little bit more about hypnosis, it was the same thing. And I started to see the power of it. And it wasn't something that was big and scary. And you're correct. Many people look of it as that stage presence. But what I love about what you do, Wayne, is that you bring both in the fun and the stage aspect of it, but also you turn that into, well, guess what else we get to do with this? Because this is such a powerful thing. Now you see that it can affect many, but let's turn that around and see what it can do for you personally.
Exactly. There's been an intrigue, and I think being able to articulate it over the years has been the journey in regards to, like, how if somebody's on stage and I give them a suggestion as if they're the greatest dancer in the world. And keep in mind, the context here is that they come up, they don't think they're going to dance. They even say, no, I'm not going to dance up here. And then they release that self-limiting belief or that thought of hesitation. And they accept a suggestion where when they hear the piece of music, they become the greatest dancer in the world. And sure enough, they hear the piece of music, and without hesitation, they are fully aligned to performing, to dancing. And that's great entertainment. Yet the deeper message is this, is that what if now I gave them a suggestion that they would achieve their financial goals, they would achieve their health goals, they would achieve their relationship goals. And they didn't question that. They just accepted it, and then they followed through and then formed those results. Yeah. So that is really what hypnosis is. We're doing it all day long from the moment that we wake up by what we say to ourselves. Again, most of that has been hypnotized into us from a very young age. So how we see the world is actually how the world shows up for us. And people are usually prisoners in their life because they're a prisoner in their own mind. Yet the beautiful thing is that the mind's a great mechanism. And I have an acronym for mind. It's a massive intelligent navigation device. It is unlimited. It's intelligent. And it's a navigation device. So when people are tuned in and tapped into their authentic self and they're following their heartfelt desires, they feel good. I call it the flow state. There's a flow. 70 to 80% of us is water. Like, that's that flow that we feel. And so when we're tuned in and tapped into that, we are vibrating at a higher level. The frequency is in the flow, and we follow through. And we also, at a metaphysical level, are sending out a signal that then attracts the people, places, things, events, opportunities, as if by magic. Yet the magic is you. The magic is what you are. The opposite is also true in terms of it when we have a negative or self-limiting belief that pushes up against that flow. We then feel less than. We feel hesitant. We feel frustrated. We feel maybe worrisome. We feel doubtful. And that shows up as a frozen state. I call it a frozen state. You're either in a flow state or a frozen state or a derivative. And the more that you can be in a flow state, the more magic that you create in your life. Yeah. Now, people may be questioning, like, well, what about all these circumstances that are coming up, these terrible circumstances? Well, that in and of itself is a belief that you have about circumstances. So if you have a belief that you're always being supported in the universe, that you are always here unfolding exactly as you should, that belief feels a lot better than like, oh, this always happens to me. And who's the person running the show? The person thinking, the person that is doing the hypnosis. So it's like in The Wizard of Oz, right? Like, pull back the curtain. Who's really there? And when people have that understanding of who they really are, it's mind-blowing. It really is, because you're blowing your mind off and you're looking at the power that you have. So after 30 years of doing this, I am so blessed. I feel like I'm just getting started. And, you know, having the vehicle of entertainment to deliver, you know, education and empowerment is what I love. And it's very selfish in terms of me loving what I do to be able to make a greater difference. The one thing that stops people from following their dreams, their goals, is usually a form of fear, self-doubt. They've been told they can't do it. And then they leave in this bubble, and there's always something they feel is missing. So follow those dreams.
Well, you know, I think that it's really cool that you say, I feel like I'm just getting started. And 30 years of diving in, of research, of applying all of these things really gives you a substantial amount of knowledge. And the beautiful thing is when we talk about the mind and how the infinite possibilities of what we can create, because it's so extensive, it is ongoing. And that's really such a beautiful thing. Now, you mentioned that the mind is these reoccurring thoughts that continuously pop up. And when we talk about hypnosis, you're saying that we often are in a state of hypnosis, correct? And so it's those reoccurring thoughts. It's kind of like those daydreamings, or if we're just driving and we're sort of zoned out, that may be a sense state of hypnosis. But the thoughts are what are the most powerful, and the feelings. So, you know, a lot of people think that it's woo-woo or what have you, this manifestation stuff, but there's so much more that goes along with it when you include those thoughts and feelings. I would love to know, Wayne, when you first began on this venture of learning this, knowing this, what were some of the most profound things that you've noticed? What were some of the greatest changes that you created in your life?
Well, for myself, I know that going way back to the sport of wrestling, I learned a very powerful lesson with the help of my coach. And although I didn't call this hypnosis at the time, that's exactly what I was doing now after hypnotizing, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. Very proud to say only 3 people have never woken up. Okay, that's a joke.
I hope that's a joke, right?
Poking a little bit of fun at the myths about hypnosis in terms of, you know, people not waking up.
Right.
Getting on with back to the sport, I realized this very, very early on, and it really affected my life throughout the rest of my life to this day. And what it was is that in grade 10, my wrestling coach asked me how well I wanted to do. And I said, I want to do really well. And he says, no, specifically how well you want to do. And I said, I want to make it into the finals of the Canadian Amateur Wrestling Championships. Now that kind of scared me, because it was like putting myself out there. I'd never been there. But he says, great. He says, here's what you have to do. You've got to work out this much. You got to train with these people. And very important, what I want you to do, Wayne, is I want you to visualize as if you've already achieved that result every day. Spend a little bit of time doing that. So I did it every day, to the fact that even when I was in math class, all I was thinking about was wrestling. Needless to say, I didn't do well in math that year. I did pretty good in wrestling though. So I would think about that throughout the day. And my little mantra was like, I'm going to make it into the finals. Fast forward, get to the national championships. I win my first three matches, very nervous. I'm wrestling my next match. If I win that match, I'd make it into the finals and I would achieve my goal. So I'm super excited and yet very, very nervous. I'm wrestling somebody that's way stronger and a lot heavier than me, or not heavier, but more experienced, I should say. And as I get on the mat, the whistle blows and I'm in like a trance-like state. I'm just like, I'm going to make it into the finals. I'm focused. I'm committed. I am zoned in. We go back and forth. It ends up being a 3-all tie. Sudden death overtime. I go back with my coach, and to this day, like, I had a minute with him. I have no idea what he said to me because I'm like in this trance-like state. I'm going to make it into the finals. I get back on the mat, whistle blows. We go out of bounds. I come back on the mat, ready to wrestle. And the referee comes and raises my arm. Yes, I got the point going out of bounds. Don't even know how I did it, but I got into the finals. I achieved my goal. Now, the cool thing was that the next day I'm going for the gold medal, and I had beaten the person that I was going to wrestle for the gold medal. So I knew I was going to win this match. Get into my stance the next day, whistle blows, and guess what? I lost. Yeah. And I was actually really devastated, disappointed, because I thought that I was going to win. And my coach said, well, you know what? You did all year long, right, Wayne? I said, well, what? You tell me. He says, what did you focus upon all year long? Getting into the finals, but not winning the gold. And he said, what you focus upon expands. He says, most people need to flip their focus because they're focused upon what's negative. And in your case, Wayne, you needed to flex your focus. You needed to think bigger and larger and flex it. And so the next 3 years, that's what I did. And I focused on winning the national championships. And that's the outcome that I had. And so I knew at that time, like, it wasn't about people needed to be, like he even said, Glenn said, people aren't broken, nor do they need to be fixed. They have negative habitual thought patterns that get in the way. So what needs to be fixed, and this is the takeaway here, is their focus. No one needs to be fixed. What needs to be fixed is your focus. Focus is primarily ruled by your subconscious, by all of the beliefs that you have, these deep-seated beliefs that then determine your focus. Because if you had to think about things all day long, we'd be so overwhelmed. So we have this brilliant mechanism that creates habits of the mind, which is our subconscious. And a lot of times those habits are not serving us. The good news is that we can reprogram ourselves at a subconscious level to create new empowering habits and thought patterns. And that's really what hypnosis is the continual internal dialogue in a relaxed state. So it can seep into our subconscious, and then through repetition and emotion, we create new thought patterns that become habit.
Wow. Well, you certainly have some great experience, especially the story, the extensive story about what it's really like. What happens when you're thinking about something continuously, and what happens when you're not? It's that streamline focus that you really need to have. So we're going to move into our first commercial. And when we get back, let's talk about how you accomplish that. Stay tuned.
Are you ready to take control of your ride to wellness? Rev up with Driven Living. Visit www.drivenliving.com and buckle up for a journey. Get exclusive access to our Wellness Driven Life Show guest portal, where you can dive deep into the minds of our esteemed guests. Sign up for our newsletter and get insider scoops on these distinguished personalities. It's like having a backstage pass to their life-changing wisdom. But that's not all. You'll also receive a free hug. You heard me right, a free hug. An enlightening ebook from the Driven Living team. Discover the science-backed benefits of hugging yourself. It's a fill-up for your wellness tank. Because at Driven Living, we believe in fueling your journey to wellness, both physically and psychologically. So what are you waiting for? Visit www.drivenliving.com today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome back here with the incredible Wayne Lee. Now, Wayne, we're talking about focus and what that is like in order to create and go into a flow state in order to really have high achievements, right? So when we talk about focus, it's really streamlining in on something that's very intentional, being very specific. So when we come to that, when we know what we want to be focusing on, how do we maintain that? How do we snap into continuously focusing on that?
I love that. And I love the phrase snap into it. Well, first you got to snap out of the negative trance. And there's three steps. I'll share the three steps with you in regards to how people can ace their day, how people can ace their life, how people can ace every moment. So if you haven't caught on, it is ACE. That's the acronym. So A-C-E. And it has to do with focus, flow, and follow through. So the A represents activate your end game. Activate what you want. Activate your desire. And first of all, going back to my story about my coach asking me, what specifically do you want? That's the question I'll ask you is, how do you activate your end game? Most people are focused upon what they don't want, and they're doing that mostly throughout the day. So they're going to get more of that. What you focus upon expands. So the first step, and it's in what I do now in regards to creating the opportunities, achieving the goals that I want, the desires, the dreams. The first thing is, decide what you want and write it down. And when you do that, you're doing more than 95% of the people. They're not writing what they want down. There's something magical when you decide what you want, full in, and then you write it down. And people will tell you to write your goals down every day. They'll tell you to, you know, journal, all that. It's all the same. It's at a subconscious level. When you have physical activity of writing it down, you're ingraining it more into your subconscious energy in your subconscious mind. So that's the first part. And when people are very clear and they talk in a language about what they do want, they then habitualize it. They will be more in their internal dialogue talking about what they want and how joyous it is and how exciting it is, not the lack of. What gets in the way is the fear. Fear of, oh, this won't work out. I'll try to do it. I can't do it. I want to, but. So the C is clearing the fear, clearing the fear. So once you've identified what you want, then you clear the fear by taking the negative words out of your vocabulary. And in the short time that we have, here's three words that are usually hindering people, keeping people stuck, and keeping people into a frozen state. From the moment that they've claimed what they wanted, is that they don't even get out of that starting gate of moving towards it. And on stage, it's really interesting. It's fascinating to see if you see a clip of this or come out to a live performance, where I will get people that are hypnotized to lock their hands, and I'll say that imagine that there's crazy glue in your hands. And it's fascinating because just the mere fact of them imagining it, it creates that reality. And then I use these three words so they can't get their hands apart. I say, the more you try, the more you can't. You want to, but you can't. So the three words, and then they do this and they can't because they've created a new belief. They've created a new program. So the three words are try, can't, and but. Try usually implies lying. It usually implies failure. You know, if you watch Star Wars, Yoda says, there's no trying, do or do not.
Right.
And the other word is but. But is, some of us have bigger buts than others, yet but negates everything you just said. So it's in contrast or conflict to what you do want. So instead of the word but, you can use the word and. And the try, you can, instead of try, just do it. It just won't do it. And then the last word is can't, which means it's impossible. But if you take on a belief that anything's possible, you can switch that word for there's always a way. And even if you always don't know exactly how it is, there's always a way. I'll figure it out. So these little switches are very tangible. They're very practical. If you're listening right now, watching, then you can take these away and start, you know, challenging yourself to take those words out of your vocabulary, which are usually at an unconscious or subconscious level. And you can start to put these in to feel the difference, to feel the flow, where you feel life operating within. That's an acronym for flow. Feel life operate within, and then you follow through. So that's the A, that's the C. And then throughout the day, you want to do the E. And the E is you want to elevate your state. You want to be in a high vibrational state that allows you to attract the people, places, things, events, opportunities, as well as just to have this energized enthusiasm where you're unstoppable and you follow through no matter what. And you create a habit of creating a high energy state. So it's elevating your state, because your state really determines what you create. And there's a little exercise that I have called the Mega Method, which helps you create a positive mind trigger. So anytime you think of a color, put your hand to your heart, you activate, you elevate the state of confidence, of belief, of determination, and then automatically you follow through no matter what.
I love that. So, you know, you're talking about the heart too, Wayne. I'm very curious to know, what is your research with heart center, with brain heart coherence and all of those things? You mentioned, you know, thinking of a color and, and concentrating on that heart area. What has that been like for you?
Yeah, well, I claim to be no expert in terms of the science and research behind it. I have done lots of research and writing, reading on the experts and people that have done this. And there's lots, people can definitely Google that and search it. My feeling, my knowing, my experience on it is the heart, and this is the best way I can describe it, is also a magical meaning of, it's the harmonious essence and real truth. The harmonious essence and real truth of who we are. If we look at our language patterns, our heartfelt desires, the heart is here, the head is here, in the middle is the aligning mechanism of our voice, of our speech, of our tongue, of our alignment. And when we're aligned, you know, all love is generated now. And so it starts in the heart, aligns in the mind, and the body will then follow through.
Well, when you talk about raising your vibrations, being in a better, higher state, that going into that heart center is a really easy, quick way to do that, isn't it? You know, and when we think about love or compassion, and all of those thoughts are going to bring us very quickly to a higher state. And you're right, that's essential to be able to create incredible things in your life, right? What we think about is what we bring about, and it's all in that state and those feelings as well. I love that you mentioned writing something down, about how that's also one of the greatest ways to make things, again, I like to say sticky, you know, where things stay with us. It's more powerful. And you mentioned, Wayne, something like, what was it, 95% of people that don't do that?
And that's what I've heard, is the statistics. I don't know how accurate that is. Yet my guess is that it's pretty accurate. I think a lot of people, especially they've gone through school and they become adult and they go out in the world, they stop, they get in a state of complacency because of maybe the routines that they get into, and they don't even dream and write their goals or dreams down.
Yeah, I would say, I say it's very accurate, because if you consider like the top 1% of people in the world, to the top people who really achieve the things that are really what we all consider greatness, right? And so these are wonderful tips and tools and tricks. And again, going back to you stating that you are so excited and you feel like you're just getting started, I would love to know, what are you most excited about right now? You're doing so many things. You're speaking on stages. You're leading groups. What are you most excited about?
Well, I asked a question a long time ago, like, where do I feel most alive? And where I feel most alive is on stage, delivering entertainment, education with a message of empowerment. And so every time I get out there, like, and I get a booking, I just get like this experience of being a kid again and just sharing. And, you know, before I jumped on here, I had a call and I'm just, you know, talking to the client about, you know, how I'm going to deliver what I'm going to be delivering to their group. And I'm just getting so excited. So that in and of itself is an everyday occurrence. It's a blessing. One thing that stands out is taking all the things that, and one of the challenges is that in 60 to 90 minutes, I only have so much time to deliver a message, to give tools. Like even right now, I got these sound bites that I can deliver and these tools and techniques and takeaways, yet it's limited. So very excited to be putting out a book in the next year called Hypnotized to Win. And I put a smile on my face because I just get giddy thinking about all of these frameworks and these tools and the techniques and my love and being able to share that with the rest of the world where they can help use it to create more joy, freedom, and love in their life.
I love that. Hypnotized to Win. Now, so you've, again, been doing this for a very long time. You find that many people don't really have a good understanding of what true hypnotism is. Do you feel that now, after all of these years, that it is starting to become more of a knowledgeable aspect when you run into people? Do you find that people are understanding it more, or maybe even better said, more open to wanting to learn more?
It depends. There's groups, I was just in the States doing an event and some of the groups stayed away from me. They were like, get away. So there's still this underlying culture of like hypnosis. And it is a misnomer. The word hypnosis implies sleep, but at no time are people are sleeping. Like they're aware, they just don't care. They've released the fear and inhibition. So they have an open channel to program themselves without resistance. There's that saying is that most people, you know, their greatest enemy is themselves because they're in their own way. And unless they take full responsibility and own that, then not a lot changes. I have groups though that are very open to that, as well as I see more so the strides that have been taking where it's more accepted in the mainstream for therapy, for clinical use. And we're living in a day and age, I think, that we're, you know, there's a lot of turbulent energies, yet a lot of people are more open to the metaphysical and the invisible world that we live in and how it all works. So hypnosis is just a part of that, that more people are open to.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, you have helped people achieve higher states of peak performance when it comes to leading them, guiding them through hypnosis. What are some of the greatest moments that you have seen in transformations with your clients?
You know, there's been many. One that stands out over the COVID time is I had a personal client that reached back to me. I didn't do a lot of individual sessions over the time that before that, in regards to me being out on the road so much and really focusing on my events. But it was a wonderful time for people to come to me, and I had the time to then deal with them one-on-one and being able to help them. And he was very, very abundant, wealthy in his life, affluent, but his health was very, very challenged. And it wasn't because he, you know, wasn't athletic or he couldn't do things. It was because of his mindset telling him that, you know, from a young kid, that he wasn't athletic, that he wasn't good enough, that he, you know, just all these debilitating thoughts. And being able to help them change and change him, going from like a person that couldn't walk a block to now being a person that walks, you know, 5-6 miles a day. He's traveling all over the world. He is, you know, following his dream, you know, a guy that had all this money yet wasn't able to use it because of his health. So that was just such an amazing feeling to be able to help somebody like that. There's numerous instances. The other thing that happens on an ongoing basis is that I never know who's in the crowd when I'm doing my keynote interactive presentation or my hypnosis show. And I always am very honored and very blessed that I take that, because you never know who's out there and the experience that they're taking away. One lady came up to me, and this was a number of years ago, and she came up to me. She was probably in her 70s, and she said, Wayne, I really needed this tonight. She said, I haven't laughed in over a year. My husband passed and I just haven't been able to laugh or get over that. And to hear that was just like, oh my goodness, that's icing on the cake. Because I'll be real honest, like I am doing this in a selfish way because I don't know what else I would do. Like I think it's in my DNA. It found me. And yet in some strange, wonderful way, I believe it was all meant to be. And now I'm sharing this and oh my goodness, this makes me feel so good. Yeah. And I think that's the key is that when you do something you're so aligned to and it's your purpose, your passion, that's what you're meant to do and share it with the rest of the world.
Couldn't agree more. And I just love that because I resonate with that so much. I came into hypnosis because it was actually a trade for commercials on the show. And so the trade was, I will invite you into my hypnosis training to be certified, become certified if you so choose, in exchange for a service. And so it was this exchange of services. And I'm like, yeah, why not? Why not? You know? And I just fell in love so immediately. And Wayne, I don't know if you know, but I have a law enforcement background. So relaxation and breath work came to the forefront during law enforcement training when you have to calm yourself down during very high stress situations in order to respond effectively, right? And so this was just another sense of deep relaxation, another tool for the tool belt. And I just immediately fell in love and did very, very well with it. It was almost as if I was meant to be doing it. It was so much fun. And I just shined. But one of my favorite things, and let me know if you can relate with this, but when you bring someone into this deep, relaxed state and you bring them into hypnosis, a body, just like the older woman who said, I haven't laughed in over a year. And, but when you see them and they've lived a long life of stress, we live in a very high stress time period because we create that. And you see their bodies and their faces just melt. And it's one of the most beautiful things that I have ever witnessed. It's just gorgeous.
Sometimes I undermine it in the sense that it happens so much on my stage. I'm just like, yeah, it's just part of what goes on. But you're absolutely right. Like these people I know on my stage, they'll come up and they'll say, I've never felt so relaxed.
Yeah.
And that is so beautiful because you just think of the weight they've been carrying.
Yes.
And how they let that go through this natural process that we can all tune in and tap into. It's beautiful.
They go back to a childlike state. And the best thing is that is what opens up our creative minds when we are able to go into that relaxed state of mind. And that's when we create, right? We get to create the future that we want and desire because we're able to. You can't create from a state of anxiety, right? It's just, it doesn't work that way. You know, they say that like people like Albert Einstein and stuff, it took a lot of naps, you know, they had to be some of the most creative human beings in our history. You know, they kind of knew how to tap into that, where they were able to bring themselves to a relaxed state. I don't know if you've seen recently that the history of Napoleon's life, and he often looked like he was sleeping, standing up yeah. on the battlefield, and he's just sleeping. And I'm like, that's brilliant. He's just going into his creative state, so he knows which action to take next and how to be strategic. So
yeah,
pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I am totally on the same page. I mean, when you close your eyes and you breathe and you let out stress and tension, you're in that relaxed state, you are allowing the natural process of flow, of creativity come to you. Where again, most people, they're trying, they're forcing. And I, you know, even the feelings that we have are all functional. So a lot of times people are taught not to be angry or not to be sad. They're all functional. And if you don't embrace it all, you're stopping and impeding the flow of life.
Right. There's your flow. Being able to be in that flow state.
Mm.
Yep. In order to, so tell me a little bit more about that follow through piece. What are some of the things, Wayne, too, that you do on a daily basis in order to maintain the focus, flow, and follow through?
Yeah. Great question. I know for myself, one of the things, like if you look at the spectrum of like quieting the mind through meditation, and hypnosis is really meditation adding suggestion. That's to simplify it. And a lot of times people have such a busy mind, they're like, oh, like I just can't do this. Well, they're programming themselves with the word can't again, because they're reaffirming it through validation. So anybody that has a harder time or they're challenged with quieting the mind, and one of the things that I found to be so very helpful is move your body, is get yourself moving, you know, whether that is just moving around the house, whether it's going for a run, doing your yoga, but movement is magical. So remembering that you get yourself moving and you activate that flow state. So that's one of the things that I do on a daily basis, is that I do some form of moving my body, walking, going to the gym, out in nature, very beneficial. And the other thing is talking to myself in very positive ways. There's this little tool that I use, and I created out of making better decisions, because if you think of all the programs that people have running, it's just making a new decision that changes that. So there's this tool that I use. It's called the Mind or Reminder tool, MIND. And it's a four words that leading up to what comes after it will literally change your programming. So the four words are me, I now decide. And if people understand that me, I now decide, I'm going to have an awesome day. Me, I now decide, I'm going to the gym. Me, I now decide to take full responsibility. That four words right there, whatever comes after, you start to change the direction and the state of your being every time you say it.
Making a decision.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
And so if somebody's like, you think somebody's like making you feel a certain way, you're obviously forecasting that they're the ones that are doing it. Where you say, me, I now decide, I'm upset. You know, I'm the one that's upset. It's taking full responsibility and then being able to change it. Me, I now decide, I'm just going to let it go. Me, I now decide, I'll let them be them and I'll be me. So getting in the habit, and one of the tools that I teach people through the coaching is the Me, I Now Decide tool, the mind tool, to get myself to redirect things, get myself to go from negative to positive. So it's the internal dialogue, making a new decision.
Very powerful tool. And it all starts with us. It is that taking the responsibility, ownership of the thoughts and each decision that we make. So you have been such an incredible guest, my gosh, and you do give us great tools. What I love too is that it's you're saying that this is a constant thing. It's like you've had 30 years of this, and yet you continue to do it on a daily basis to bring yourself back. It's just how it works. We have to continue to bring our thoughts and patterns to keep and maintain them consistently.
There's that saying that we teach what we need to learn most.
Yes. 100%. Yeah.
Well, that's the journey, and the journey of being vulnerable and humble and being able to share that and realize that we're all part of the same journey. We're all one.
Yeah. And once taught, twice learned, which is very helpful also. You've been incredible, Wayne. Is there anything else you want to share with our audience today?
There's one thing. So I'm not going to hypnotize you right now, but the one thing that I wanted to mention is the book title, Hypnotize to Win. I don't know if you've noticed throughout this whole conversation, I've definitely let a whole bunch of words of acronyms. I have a fascination. I wrote a book on acronyms. And so the word WIN is an acronym. And I want people to take this away, is that if people are feeling less than hopeful, they're feeling doubtful, they're feeling like stuck, or that there's just no way out, I want them to ask the WIN question. And the WIN question gets people to flip their focus, and questions are the key to finding better answers and to feeling better. So the WIN question is, what if now? What if now you could do this? What if now you have everything you need? You're already whole, complete, and perfect. What if now You're meant to go through this struggle to find your strength. What if now? What if now flips it from a problem to a possibility? And I just know that through the last years of coaching people and helping people, one of the biggest things that they were struggling with is that they were beating themselves up. They were being so hard, so guilt-ridden that they were doing it to themselves. And so that gives people a little bit of space to breathe, and it opens them from problem to possibility.
Yeah. Oh, and it's so brilliant because it brings you into the present thought.
Now.
Yeah. What if now? And I really appreciate how you made this tiny little example of what if I'm supposed to be going through this experience in order to, and again, broadening that, the possibility aspect. It really does shift it. And again, of course, our brains can only handle so much. So acronyms of 3 to 5 is really better, I would say, because we can really remember it more easily.
Hooks your brain, hooks your mind.
Yeah. Wayne, thank you so much for being a guest on the Wellness Driven Life Show. I want to make sure that everyone knows where to find you. We've had it displayed here. So for those of you viewing, you've seen it here on the show. And for those of you listening in, I'll go ahead and say it's www.waynelee.com. Easy peasy. In the description also. So be sure to check him out, see where he's speaking next, see what he has on his website. These are very, very powerful tools. And the more that you learn about it and the more that you start implementing them, it really will create the transformation in your life that you are wanting. So again, Wayne, it has been amazing to have you on the Wellness Driven Life Show.
Oh, thanks, April. It's been my pleasure.
Well, you are welcome back anytime to continue sharing these incredible tools and tactics with us. So thank you. Thank you so much to our audience. Without you, the show wouldn't be possible. So goodbye for now, and we will see you next time.